Time now to take five for your community, a service of Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge. Gretchen Miles is with us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Gretch.
Morning, Dwayne. Thanks for having me this morning again.
You got it. Well, let's want to talk about the Hatchet Sports Gala, too. It's fast approaching. It's going to be February 29th, Leap Day. That's an easy day to remember. And tickets are going really well for this already.
Yes, we're extremely excited about it. You know, we have a committee going right now, and just want to thank the committee members that we have on there. Lacey Higgins, Casey Freddy, Lori Hancock, Courtney Memorine, Hannah Stowers, and Sarah Browning, doing a lot of work behind the scenes and getting this going and just trying to find an event that we can bring the community together to not only support all of our athletics at Washington High School, but also to celebrate our athletes for that. So what we're doing is all ticket sales. We have 17 high school sports. Every high school team is selling 28 tickets. Right now we have girls basketball, cheerleading, and football have already sold out. So we're down to 14 teams still that are selling tickets. We've sold a little over 200 tickets, so we're over halfway there. So if you're interested in tickets, you can hit up any high school coach, athlete, or booster club member. They make just a great evening out. It's also going to be a great Christmas gifts, too, to give this time of year. Single tickets are $40, and couples are $60.
It's a fun night. You got so much planned, too, for this night. Entertainment, lots of entertainment planned for the evening.
Yes, we have a comedian coming, Scott Long. He's from the Indianapolis area. And I believe he was here a few years ago at the KFC doing an event, too. So, and we also have dancing and music. Sodexo is providing the meal. We also have silent auction items. So any ticket sales that high school teams sell go directly back to their booster clubs. Silent auction items, each team will have a couple items to sell that evening, and all proceeds also will go directly back into their booster clubs to help promote and also just help out financially each sports team.
What a great idea. Again, because we know in fundraising, in this day and age of fundraising, it seems like everything – you need to raise funds for everything anymore, and it seems like everybody's coming at you. But this is a way to help, you know, everyone, every team involved at Washington, 17 teams, as you mentioned, and it's raising some good money for each of those teams, which is so cool.
Right. Our athletic department does a great job of providing what each team needs to be successful and to perform. But, of course, they can't provide everything that every team needs, just different supplies and equipment and booster clubs, too. You know, that's a volunteer basis, so parents work really hard every year. And when it gets down to it, either the parents are probably buying the fundraiser items or the businesses are getting hit up like crazy. And there's only so many candles and beef jerky and car washes that you can sell and do. So hopefully, you know, over the years, we're hoping this grows enough where a lot of the sponsorship money can then be put back into, after paying expenses for the gala, to be put back into the teams to help out with that, so that maybe the teams don't have to do so much fundraising and the sponsors and businesses won't have to get hit up as much.
February 29th, it's Leap Day. It's the first annual Hatchet Sports Gala. It's going to be at the National Guard Armory in Washington, 6 to 11 p.m. Comedian Scott Long, dancing, silent auction, great food from Sodexo. You don't want to miss this. It's the end-all, be-all event. It's the kickoff of the new year. It's the big to-do. The big to-do.
Right. First annual. So it's something new and exciting and just something else in our community where athletics just bringing a community together and just super excited about having the event. We also want to thank our sponsors. We have probably about 35 to 40 sponsors right now with different businesses donating anywhere from $100 to $1,500. So if you're still interested in that, please don't hesitate to contact any of the committee members. But again, we can't put this on without the sponsorship, so we're very thankful for them.
Well, looking forward to it. Again, February 29th, we'll be there. Can't wait. Again, it's the first annual Hatchet Sports Gala. It's at the National Guard Armory in Washington. Get those tickets now. If you may not know a player or a coach, per se, you can even contact the athletic office. Is that right?
Contact the athletic office, and they'll definitely direct you in the right way. And like we said, you can contact any of our committee members. We've just got, you know, and I think it's a great evening, too, like we said, just to support and celebrate our student-athletes. You know, these are the kids that have most of the highest GPAs at Washington High School. They're involved in many extracurricular activities. They're 2 and 3 sport athletes. We're getting more of those type of athletes at Washington High School. So just a great night to not only help to do what we can to put them in a position to be successful on the field, but also just to celebrate everything that they do for our community.
$40 for singles, $60 for couples. Again, Gretchen Miles, thank you so much for stopping by. Looking forward to the Hatchet Sports Gala on February 29th at the National Guard Armory. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and the Villages at Oak Ridge.